shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. This is Free Fire Radio on 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. And good morning, everybody. The 14th of December, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, they'll be with us at 8 o'clock this morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And weather today.
It is currently 39 degrees. Today it's going to be a little cloudy, becoming sunny. Tonight we have a chance of showers and then a possibility of snow with a low of 32 and a high of 48 today. Tomorrow we have a chance of rain, or it's going to be 100% chance of rain with a possibility of snow with a high of 43, low of 38.
They're saying is that snow can be heavy at times. I don't know here in town. But it could be snow here in town. It's done it before.
It has.
Yeah. Okay.
Thursday, we have a chance of showers. Then it's going to become partly cloudy on Thursday night with a high of 47, a low of 32. On Friday, sunny with a chance of rain on Friday night with a high of 52 and a low of 35. Saturday, a high of 49, partly sunny with a chance of rain Saturday night with a low around 35. And then Sunday, a chance of rain and partly sunny with a high around 50 and a low around 37.
Okay, so what we're saying is mostly rain this week.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And you know what? We need the rain. I'm going to keep saying that, but I'm tired of it already. But, you know, yesterday, it rained so hard, it filled the back of my truck up. Okay. It would have if the back of my truck was watertight. There was that much rain coming by. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. They've been in the business for over 20 years, Chuck and Judy Kinney. It's a veteran-owned business, like I said, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. I'm with Turtle Bay today, Sharon Clay and David Monk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I have in my hand that I'm going to give away two tickets to the New Year's Eve ring in 2022 at the Redding Garden of Lights. Two stages with live entertainment. It goes from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Bar and food trucks. And I have two tickets for somebody that wants to go ring in the New Year at the Garden of Lights.
Yeah, 605-4567.
It's for anybody that's awake right now and is going, oh, I'd like to do that. 605-4567. That sounds like a good time. Now, Sharon Clay,
yes,
you're here with an older.
An older gentleman.
An older gentleman. Mm-hmm. He's an opossum.
I'm not that old. Oh, okay. I was going to say I'm not that old.
Dave, if you were an opossum, you would be a world's record.
That's right.
You would be a world's record, and you're only like, what, 20?
I wish.
The opossum is a... And you've had, how long have you had this possum?
We've had him 2 years.
And it's an opossum.
He's an opossum, correct?
Okay, and you've had him for 2 years.
2 years.
And did you get him when he was baby?
We got him, he was probably, well, you don't get them when they're babies, right? Because they can't even survive. I don't know, he's probably about two or three months old at that time when we got him. Somebody shot and killed his mom. And then all of his siblings didn't survive. And so he was the sole survivor.
Wow. And he's got himself all wrapped up now. But he's 2 years old.
He's 2 years old.
And he's on his way out.
And he is an old man. That is correct.
I just thought that possums lived longer than 3 years.
I know. In the wild, they only live 1 to 2 years. And then in human care, you can push 4 sometimes, but usually 2 to 3, starting to show his age at 2. And that's it. He's going to have
Why do they die so early? I mean, he's getting the best of care. He's getting the best of food. He doesn't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, so they all live. Mm-hmm. So almost all of the animals that we have will live longer in human care than they do in the wild.
Right,
so he will.
Right.
He only lived 1 to 2 in the wild.
Right.
He can make it to 4 technically.
Technically.
But he's already starting to show age, so we think 3 is what we're going to get.
What's he doing? I mean, besides just kind of like... He's snuggling into you, which is really cute. I wish people could see this.
He sleeps a lot. I mean, opossums actually sleep about 15 hours a day, even at their peak. So they're big sleepers.
Well, I could hire one as a producer.
No,
just kidding. Come on.
We're starting to see the age. He's starting to get some arthritis.
Okay. Now, why are opossums good for us?
Opossums are amazing for us. They're not even just good. They're phenomenal, Carl. These guys eat about 5,000 ticks a summer. They say they consume about 90% of the ticks they come in contact with. So it's phenomenal. And they are immune to rattlesnake venom. And these guys cannot spread the rabies virus. So they have a very low body temperature. So they're pretty amazing creatures to have around. They get sort of a bad rap because they look like a giant rat.
They do, and their teeth are weird.
And their teeth are weird.
Why are their teeth like that?
Yeah, their teeth are like that for one reason and one reason only, to scare the bejesus out of you, and it works all the time. So it's defense. They actually don't really attack with them. They just look terrifying. They have 50 teeth. It's twice as many as us. It's more than any terrestrial mammal in North America. And so they get scared. They hiss. They open their mouth. They show all 50 teeth. And most of the time, that's enough.
That's
to
enough
keep
for
them
me.
Safe. It's enough for me. Yep.
And we had Snooki. Snooki went at it with an opossum one night in the backyard. Neither one of them got within 2 feet of each other.
See?
But it looked good. You know, and the other one was like, yeah, I'm going to make sounds loud now.
That's great.
But then after Snooki had appropriately defended her turf and hadn't got hit by a skunk, she trotted back over, very proud of herself, and the opossum looked over his or her shoulder and just wandered off.
Yep.
So they must be like little breeding machines then. If they only got a couple years, so they must.
So they have 13 young at a time.
Hang on to the opossum.
They do. They are. I call it preborn. Mm-hmm. They're born underdeveloped. They're about the size of a jelly bean or a little bean, like a little kidney bean. So teeny tiny. They look like an embryo. They don't even look like they. They look like they should not be out of the body yet. They are not cooked all the way. Like, put it back. And so these little nothingness, little guys just literally have the ability to climb up the mom and into the pouch.
Right.
So she doesn't give birth into the pouch. They get out and they climb into the pouch. And then they have 13 teats. And these guys don't suckle like a placental mammal, like your dog or your cat. They don't, you know, go on and get milk and then, you know, take time off of it. They latch on to that teat and they stay on. So basically it's just like they're just still growing on mom, but in the pouch now. She usually gives birth to 15 to 20, but only 13 teats, and they don't share because they latch on and they stay on. So the first 13 is a race for the pouch. And the first 13 that get there are the survivors.
And they just hang on. Until when?
So they're in that pouch, and they're in there until they're fully developed, maybe another month or so, and then...
Meanwhile, mom's out hunting all the time.
That's right.
Right.
And then after that, they'll start to get off the teats and back on now a little bit more like a placental mammal. At that point, by 2 to 3 months, they're coming out of the pouch. That's when they climb on mom's back. That's when you find them all clinging to mom's back until they're able to then go off on their own.
I saw a photo of a baby possum.
Uh-huh.
Hooked onto a cat.
Yeah.
And the cat was carrying it around.
That's adorable.
The cat hadn't killed it.
Yeah.
And it was riding on the side of the cat.
Isn't that so amazing do that?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's so many animals that do stuff like that. I mean, they could teach us a lot, right?
Did you know if a burro becomes blind, it hooks up with another burro who becomes it becomes its guide burro? Did you know that? Yeah. Yep. Burros do that.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
It's they're amazing.
There's 15 facts I have about burros that, you know.
That's pretty great.
Well, like burros, they have buddies, and there'll be a whole herd of burros, but there'll be buddies with one of them.
That's really great.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's cool. Lots of animals do that, right?
Why don't we have a burro down at
What we do have right now until Christmas Eve is a reindeer, Carl.
That's
we
right.
We have a reindeer. And a pretty amazing creature. When you talk about amazing creatures, I'm blown away. I really knew very little about reindeer until we were getting ready to get him. And then it was like, okay, flood my brain with everything I could learn about a reindeer. And they're
Which
pretty
different
phenomenal.
Than caribou.
They are the same as a caribou.
Okay,
the exact same species.
So the caribou and a reindeer are exactly the same.
Exactly. A reindeer is just a domesticated caribou.
Oh, okay.
That's it. They're
That's
domesticated
it? That's
caribou.
The only
That's
difference.
It. That's it.
Because caribou, they range, you know, across Canada and, but you know, in Europe.
Yep.
I mean, hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands. The largest herd is over 200,000.
Yeah.
It's up in Alaska.
Yeah.
And they say the herd is about the size of California. It's so cool. Wow. I've learned so much about them. They can see in the UV light because they eat all that lichen and moss, and they need to be able to see it
mm-hmm.
when it's dark 22 hours a day.
Yeah.
And so it glows for them.
Wow.
Just stuff like that. It's just like, wow, they're amazing animals. To stay together in the big blizzards and stuff. We all know the song up on the housetop.
Yeah,
click,
yeah.
Click,
yeah,
click.
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought that clicking was the hooves on the roof.
It's not.
It's not. When they walk, they click.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
It's so cool. They click. They have a tendon, a special tendon that goes down their ankle to their foot, and when they walk, it clicks. And it's so that when the herd can't see each other, they can hear each other, and they stay together.
Well, you know
and
what?
And it's quite loud.
I realize now I must be part reindeer, because when I walk, there's clicking sounds.
Yeah, I think my knees do that when
yeah,
I walk.
Yeah, so David, you're part yeah, reindeer
yeah.
too.
Caribou, yeah.
Or caribou. Wow, you know, I know people that have hunted caribou, and they're not that large.
No.
You know, you think of caribou, oh, yeah, these things are huge. They're not that big.
Mm-mm. And this guy that we have weighs about 220 pounds right now.
Yeah, and that's
yeah.
smaller than
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but he. Well. yeah, and we'd have to quarter you too to get you out of the back, to get you out of the back country there.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, we have to take a break, and I'm going to run a little bit later on this because I don't have a 7:30 guest. I don't think. So I want to be able to talk more about the Garden of Lights and
holiday gifts
and the what?
Holiday gifts.
Holiday gifts.
We got lots of Turtle Bay.
Ooh, okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, one of my favorite businesses around here. Why? Because Cornerstone Community Bank is 15 years old, and they hit the ground running, moving local dreams forward. The Red Bulls coming out. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right downtown, and the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in Cobblestone Shopping Center. But the new branch is going to open up in January in Anderson, in the old Kentucky Fried Chicken place.
Are they still going to serve chicken?
Well, you know what? Open up. I asked him that because Jeff Mink was on here. I said, so you open up a new account at the Anderson branch, you're going to get like a bucket of chicken? And he said no.
Oh,
right away, he said no. I said, well, did you take that world-famous sink? The part sink. And is it still going to be there, like, you know, outside? This is the world famous part sink that the girls that worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken, used to get in their bikinis. Anyway, that was one of my intros to Reading. This is what Reading's famous for.
Wow.
But bankcornerstone.com, that's how you learn more. But no, Cornerstone Community Bank's great. Opening up that fourth branch down in Anderson, everybody's happy. We'll be right back.
In Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Who won the tickets, buddy?
Jim won the tickets.
Jim.
I apologize. Ron won the tickets.
Ron, you won the tickets. Come on down and pick them up. And let me tell you, I'm not going to be here during New Year's Eve, but if I was, that's where I would be, is down there, because it's going to be a great time. So come on in and pick them up. And the only requirement you have, and see, Ron goes, oh, okay, I knew it, requirement. Give me a call afterwards and tell me how good it was. Yeah, in the next week or so, or sometime in 2022. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's their anniversary too, so they're having a big sale. What a coincidence! It's Christmas and a jewelry store is having a big sale. I can't say enough about these people down here or the array of jewelry they have at great prices. They are just super people. This is where I buy jewelry for Linda. It's at Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Turtle Bay and David Mong, who heads up all of their, I don't know what, your publicity, PAO,
yeah, and marketing,
all that,
and PR.
Marketing, and Sharon Clay, who's got all the animals, and she's got one attached to her hip right here, the opossum named?
Therian.
Therian, and we talked about Therian. We've talked about reindeer.
We have talked about reindeer.
The only difference between reindeer and caribou, after you said it, I remembered that, is that reindeer are domesticated caribou. And they use reindeer in a lot of places up in Nordic areas as they pull sleds. And of course they're a meat animal too, like we have cattle. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I didn't realize how big the caribou herds were though.
Yeah.
I knew there were a lot of them, but I didn't realize how big they were.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. I think the other one that I love, my other favorite reindeer fact that I kind of learned through this whole thing is, you know how they have a big giant nose? It's actually a warming chamber.
For the air. Because it's sub-zero.
Correct. And it like when you think about it, you're like, well, of course, you can't breathe in sub-zero. Even an animal like that can't. So the nose has so many blood vessels to it. It's a warming chamber. It warms all the air before it goes in their lungs. And they have fur covering their nose. The only deer that have that fur completely covering their nose. If you were to shave it, it would be red.
Wow. Red.
Like Rudolph.
Heard of that, yeah.
Like Rudolph. Can you believe it?
You know,
the stories are true.
Story is
Moses,
true.
Moses, the reindeer that's down. You can go down and see a reindeer. Yeah. Down, and when you go down to Turtle Bay and you go to the Festival of Lights. But that is his, that's his stage name. And guess what? He'll be leaving on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where he's going.
I don't know.
I don't know. David, how is Festival of Lights going? I heard that you've already surpassed last year.
It's been great. Yeah, we've I think just this week surpassed last year. Make sure to get your tickets soon online at turtlebay.org. They're selling out quick, and you can pick your night scheduled on there. But it's been great. Over 1 million lights to walk through. If you went last year, there's a few new additions this year. Have you been yet this year, Carl?
No, what? You know, I tell you what, we were going to go Sunday.
Yeah.
It was going to be date night. Well.
Mother Nature came.
Oh. So, but I'm hoping Friday, because Friday's supposed to be a good day. So I think that'll be date night.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
That's the 17th.
Yeah, we've got some new things that, like, my favorite. I love that frog.
Right.
There's a frog.
There was a frog last year, wasn't there?
The frog. I don't know that you could interact with the frog last year.
Oh, you could.
This year, it's like sound activated. So if you clap or make a noise, the lights for its tongue come out. So it's like it's catching a fly.
Whoa.
So cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So much fun.
We've got the frog. We've got an igloo this year. Oh, yeah. More songs.
More songs, like for the meadow.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
You can stand there and watch them longer. Super fun.
You can listen to music, and then the lights dance to the music.
Yes. It's all choreographed with music.
Over a million lights. Think about that, my friends.
Yeah.
Wow.
Igloo's a hit. Yep, Igloo's a hit, and it's got a little snow machine at the end as well.
I see a lot of people getting their photos taken and putting them on Facebook.
Yep. Yeah, we actually created a spot for photos this year since people were taking them last year. We thought, well, maybe we should help people out and make a spot.
Yeah, when you got to the tunnel, everybody wanted to get their photo taken, and then you back people up.
Exactly.
So now I guess you can go bypass that. Or there's another place to get photos.
Well, you still have to go through. I mean, you can't really bypass it, but there's another spot right there that actually is set up for pictures.
That's
so,
what I meant.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So great.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, I'm sure it is. Now, Linda has said, you know what? You know, she's been watching these documentaries on people coming across America. And, you know, I mean, she said, you know, it's fun. They were coming across America with covered wagons. It was raining. It was horrible weather. And, you know, and we're looking at it like, oh, it may rain. I don't want to go out. So we've got rain gear. Most of mine's camouflaged, but we've got rain gear. We've got it all that we don't care. We just may go, tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's open rain or shine. So.
Yeah, it's open rain or shine. And
it's only so many days in winter. We got to make the most out of it that we can.
Yeah, and you know what? It's, and now with the New Year's Eve party.
Yes.
That sounds great.
That's my favorite addition this year is our New Year's Eve party. Because what better place to get your New Year's kiss, to ring in the new year under the Garden of Lights. And then we've got a few additions to Garden of Lights for that New Year's Eve party. As you said before, we've got not one but two stages of live music. We'll have DJ David Kim, who's a DJ and electric violinist, a world-renowned electric violinist, playing on one side of the gardens. And then on the other side, we'll have a local favorite Pop Rocks, just playing rock and pop songs from yesterday and today over there for us to rock out to.
Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks.
Do you remember Pop Rocks?
I do.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you'd stick in your mouth.
Yeah, and then remember you weren't supposed to have soda with it because it would, like,
explode
your brain.
Yeah,
yeah.
Explode in your stomach.
Exactly,
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so people did it just to see.
Yeah, yep, absolutely, yep. Of course.
Here, Mike, all the marketing.
Here, Mike, eat the whole bag. Eat the whole bag and chug this Pepsi. Let's see what happens.
Still paying for that decision.
Well, it's probably, probably projectile vomiting. Okay, so that's still going on. I'm glad that it's surpassing, because this is a big revenue generator for Turtle Bay.
It's basically a fundraiser. I mean, all all of the money that's going towards the Garden of Lights is going back into animals like Therian, our educational programs and things like that. So it's very, very helpful. Makes a huge difference that we can provide the programming we do at Turtle Bay for our community.
So you haven't thought about getting a burrow then?
No, I have not.
Okay. The only reason I'm saying that is that they're easily domesticated.
Yeah.
And if you look at places like Oatman, Arizona, or Beatty, Nevada, Beatty, Nevada has burros wandering through the town. And, in fact, Linda was driving through with her girlfriend, and they came over and stuck their face in the car, and one of them got a power bar.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Did it fly?
Huh?
Oh, sorry.
No, it just it was
fine. Oh, that's Red Bull that gives it wings.
Oh, that's
Red
right.
Bull.
That's right.
That's right.
Sorry.
Okay. So what else do people need to know, Dave?
All right. Well, for the New Year's Eve party, get those at turtlebay.org/NYE. There's going to be the two stages of music, food trucks, and bars throughout the garden, so you can still be having your champagne ringing in the new year. And then we also have some other amazing holiday gifts, including Adopt an Animal, so you can support animals like Therian at Turtle Bay. Yeah, Sharon, you can tell us a little bit more about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's like 10 days left for Christmas. Those of you that are waiting for last minute, can't figure out what someone wants. You have that person that doesn't want things. They've just got enough, but they love animals. We have a couple of really great animal gifts for people. Adopt an Animal is one. You do not get to take my animals home with you, sorry. But you become an honorary parent, and that money goes directly to help those animals. Depending on the level, you could spend like $50, $125, and $250. Depending on which level, you get different items. Everyone comes with at least the minimum is a plush of that animal, and that money goes to help the animals at Turtle Bay.
The plush is almost as cute as the real animal.
Almost, almost. And then the other really phenomenal gift is the behind-the-scenes tour. So we have two experiences now. We have been offering the Timber, the beaver experience for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
But we have just added Therian here in as one of the experiences. And so he's pretty fun, too. You can interact with him and hang out with him as well.
He just comes and, up, gets in your lap, and just snuggles.
It's pretty much what Timber does, too.
Yeah, well, Timber is a 50-pound beaver that crawls into your lap.
Right. So because Timber is a 50-pound beaver, we have an age limit. So you can't, you have to be at least 8 or 9 years old because he's 50 pounds and gets in your lap. So Therian is a great option for those of you that have family that want to do it that have littles with you. Therian is a fabulous animal experience for the younger ones.
How about the porcupine? How about the porcupine experience?
He would be great. I call her he. She would be great. It's just that she goes into torpor in the wintertime, so we are considering adding her in the summer times. But in the wintertime, she's in torpor. She won't get up for anybody.
Do you remember when she was in the other studio and she went under Bob Belongi's chair?
Uh-huh.
And here's Belongi trying to get his feet up in the air. Meanwhile, she discovered wires.
Uh-huh.
And you were trying to get her out of there with a stick with a tennis ball on the end of it. She did. She was not enthused. She said, look at all these wires that you want.
That's right.
Almost single-handedly took us down.
You notice how now I have animals I can just hold in my hand and are calm?
Yeah, when we came out for the Caffeinate for a Cause, you brought the porcupine. And she went up on Linda's leg and was looking up like, you have food. I know you have food. And it was like, it was, you know, they're so cute until you make that mistake.
No.
Thinking that they're just a little pet.
Yeah. Well, they are still wild animals. All of our animals at Turtle Bay are trained, so they're very comfortable around people so that they can be good ambassador animals. But they're still wild animals. So we always have to remember that even though they look cute and cuddly and they're super friendly, they're still wild animals.
Okay. I've heard rumors could be like a zoo-like atmosphere coming over there. No? Bringing in animals from other
continents, regions. Yeah. It's a possible rumor.
I heard a rumor about that.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Yeah. The back loop, if it becomes Turtle Bay and you go to the animals, in wildlife woods, it's basically a loop. It was the interpretive forest loop.
Right.
And so we have animals on the one half of the loop, but there's no animals on the other half of the loop.
Okay.
So the plan has always been to fill the backside of that loop.
Okay.
So we have some ideas.
Okay.
And we have some very generous donors, and we are working to see what we can bring to the community for the future on that other side of that loop.
That's great. Super. Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us today. And the Garden of Lights, my friends, I've given away, already given away two tickets to New Year's Eve. I've got six more to give away, and I will do that. And the, six more to give away. So if you keep listening, I don't know when I'll give them away, but it'll be before New Year's Eve, of course. But thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
And thanks for bringing Therion with you. And, you know, and Turtle Bay is just a great place. $90 to join for the whole year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It gets you breaks on other things. You don't have to pay for any exhibit. It's just to have a town needs to have a newspaper, which we have, needs to have a museum like you all have. And then, symphony, which we have. I mean, there's so many things that make up our city that is so cool.
Yep, I love it. We're like, I always say about Turtle Bay, and I say it about Redding, too. We're small but mighty.
Small but mighty.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Well, I'm back again for another night.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. We're surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Why does Bitcoin provide the highest probability of opportunity for everyone? Learn how transformative it really is at the Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat on Friday and Saturday, March 18th and 19th, 2022. 1 and 2 day tickets are on sale now. Get all the details and your tickets at ShastaBitcoinSummit.com or call 530-324-5175.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bob. Linda's on assignment today. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, they're right here on the corner of Market and Eureka, right next to Dutch Bros in downtown Redding. That's where we go. When as soon as it clears up enough, then you get mud all over your car and water spots, head on down to Quick and Clean Car Wash. How about this for Christmas presents? Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. That's Quick and Clean. So many things going on. The Gav is bringing back indoor mask mandates. It starts tomorrow, and it'll go through January 15th. That's all the information I have on that. That California, with everything that we've been doing, one of the strictest states in the nation. We've had a 43% jump in COVID cases, which isn't a lot. It's like, I think, 14 per 100,000. Now, here's the best thing. Gavin makes this pronouncement, we are going to go mask, but there's no word at all about how it's going to be enforced, or if it isn't even going to be enforced. Or up here in Northern California, we kind of do what we want anyway. We're going to talk to Casey Fatch later on with Shasta Regional Medical Center about what he's seeing with COVID. Snow in Redding, maybe tomorrow. The last time it snowed here in town, I had to take Linda's car into work because a tree fell and blocked my truck in. because not only are we not used to it snowing that heavy, obviously the trees in the bushes that we have aren't used to it either. What other things are happening? Another company moving out of, well-known company, moving out of California. You ever heard of Gordon Ramsay, Jared? You know, he's Hell's Kitchen and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's moving his corporate headquarters out of L.A., and he's moving it to Dallas, Texas. Why? The cost of living adjustment from California to Texas is pretty substantial. That the financial benefits of operating from Texas is so much better than being in California. And Ramsay North America is planning a massive expansion and investment in the United States that includes opening 75 company-owned restaurants over the next 5 years. Now, is he just by himself? No, of course not. The Hoover Institute at Stanford University released a report in August finding that 74 companies had relocated out of California during the first 6 months of 2021. By comparison, 62 companies moved their headquarters into California in all of 2020. Multiple Fortune 500 companies have relocated to Texas in the last 6 years, including Charles Schwab, Jacobs, McKinsey Corp, CBRE Group, Coremark International, Oracle, Tesla, and Hewlett-Packard. Who's staying? Of course, you still have the Silicon Valley until they get hammered one more time or two more times. At some point, even they will start looking for another place to go. Homicide records broken in 12 cities across United States, all run by Democrats. I wonder if that's coincidence that's 12 homicide records, 12 large cities run by 12 Democrats. What do you think, Jared? Is that just a coincidence, probably? Jared just gives me the shrug. Coming in at the top of the list is Philadelphia with a whopping 521 murders. That surpasses New York City with 443 as of December 5th and Los Angeles at 352 on November 27th. I was wondering where Chicago, I keep reading every week, or every day almost, 5 more people shot in Chicago, 2 killed. And Chicago didn't make the top 3. Now, see, I would have thought Chicago was leading the pack, but obviously not. Rochester, New York, Toledo, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Austin, Texas, Louisville, Kentucky, St. Paul, Minnesota, Portland, Oregon, Tucson, Arizona, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, having just been down to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and talking to my family down there who are in law enforcement, Albuquerque is a harsh, harsh place. There are a lot of gangs, a lot of people getting killed there. Living down in, when I lived there before, back in the early 80s, it wasn't anything like this. So I can just imagine when, you know, people are trying to get out of Albuquerque and moving to the, moving up on the mesas and other places. Albuquerque is expanding out and watching people move from the inner city to the suburbs. So, and what's it leave down there? Just gangs and more shooting. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell because we trust Judy Maxwell, and she lays out everything, how it works, what it's going to do for you, in our case, life insurance. When people were having problems getting fire insurance, we recommended they go to Judy, and she found them all fire insurance. And not only that, but once they started working with Maxwell Insurance, they switched businesses, everything, home, everything, over to Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been doing this since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51. In a Jefferson state of mind.
Green Bear, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free wiper Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Tim Garmon stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmon to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmon, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
Every time I think about it, I want to cry. With bombs in the theater, and the kids keep coming. The way to be the easy time to be young.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 14th of December, 7:51 in the morning. The weather is going to be rainy this week. Today, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. Tonight, a chance of snow showers, low around 32. Tomorrow, rain and snow showers. More rain tomorrow night, Thursday night, Friday. However, looks like we could have a sunny day. Might be a great day to go out and try and get things done. Slight chance of rain after 4 a.m. on Friday night. Saturday, rain through Monday. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. The Olympics. Do you ever watch the Olympics, Jared?
I watch the Winter Olympics. I don't really watch the Summer Olympics.
Okay. Well, why is that?
I just like the events better, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, the snow?
I like the
snow. If they're having it, they're having them in, of course, in China. There's been a great deal of consternation about that. Joe Biden says that we may do a diplomatic embargo, not sending any diplomats over for the Winter Games. And from what I understand, the Winter Games are pretty much locked down. They're not letting anybody in except Chinese. A lot of people are saying we should cancel going to the Olympics to protest the human rights abuses that the Chinese are well famous for, slavery, forced sterilization, of course, no freedoms or anything like that. Now, they came into Tibet and just took it over, destroyed that little country, and two Tibetans chained themselves to an Olympic rings display outside the headquarters of the International Olympic Committee in Lausanne, Switzerland on Sunday to protest the 2022 Olympic Games. Members of the Tibetan Youth Association in Europe and Students for a Free Tibet held a sit-in at the IOC building as officials gathered for a meeting. Now, as their big thing is that they're saying by collaborating with China, the IOC is making itself an accomplice of Chinese Communist Party's crimes, which will be sportswashed by the Beijing Olympics. So which is your favorite sport in the Winter Olympics?
I don't really have one. I like the snowboarding, the skiing.
Okay, snowboarding. What was that guy's name with the red hair?
Sean White.
Sean White. He started, I think he was like 14 in the Olympics on the first time they had the snowboarding, and he just cleaned up. And he's still competing in snowboarding there. I know. I mean, he's got 20-something years. He's still in there. Well, but when you start when you're 14, or 15, I guess you can last longer. Okay, my favorite is I've got two favorites. One is, believe it or not, speed skating.
That's one of my favorites. I love speed skating.
I mean, there was a guy, and I cannot remember his name now. He and his sister.
Apollo?
Apollo. Yeah, I mean, this guy was just great. But these two were well before that. It was a brother-sister team. And this guy's thighs were so big that they had to specially make his you know, where they walk in with their, you know, with the, you know, their uniforms. And I think that year it was Levi's. And they literally had to get a set of Levi's that fit his legs. It meant he had, like, you know, they had to get, like, a 50-inch waist. So they had to, you know, I mean, they literally had to build this around this guy's legs. He and his sister. Well, he got a gold medal. She, I think, did not medal, even though she was favored to. And this is where I saw where people were just hammering on her and asking her, how do you feel? You know, you didn't medal. I mean, she had a great answer. She says, you know, I did my very best. I competed for my country, and I did my very best. And, you know, you hope that commentators would back off because, you know, half of the commentators have never, ever reached any type of zenith in any sport. And yet they're so quick to point out things. The biathlon's the other one, where people are skiing in, cross-country skiing, and then they stop and they shoot at these little bitty targets with a .22 rifle. They're carrying a rifle on their back. They've got to come. They ski in there. They get up. They have to hit these targets before they leave, and then off they go again. And it's just phenomenal the how they've got to, you know, their heart rate has got to be up. And, then skiing as hard as they are to get to calm themselves to a point where they can shoot a .22 rifle, and hit the target. And in fact, I think they're not even shooting rifles anymore. It's a rifle, but it uses some kind of laser. It uses a laser, designator that when they fire, it even gives a little bit of a mini recoil, and the laser hits the target. So it's incredible. So that's, I like that. Who doesn't? Oh, of course, Linda is just ice skating. Ice skating, ice skating. I never could get into ice skating like that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
Yeah. The other thing is toboggan. Those people are coming through there. Or luge. The one where they sit down on something. You know, they're laying flat, and they're kind of guiding it with their feet, but they're laying flat going down this icy tube at 60 miles an hour or faster. I wonder, how do you get into lugeing? I mean, what starts you on something like that?
Have you heard of the skeleton where it's like a luge but head first?
Oh. Are they doing that?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Do they do that at the Olympics?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I probably won't be watching much of the Olympics, but just because maybe that's my way of protesting the Chinese and the things that they're doing and the things they've done and the things they want to do. Maybe that'll be my protest. I just won't watch. But I think there's going to be millions of people like me. They're not going to watch either. The Chinese are going to be a force to be reckoned with in the next decade. I think there are going to be things happening. I think they're going to keep rattling their swords with Taiwan. And what will Biden do if the Chinese say they want to, if they start pushing into Taiwan? It'll be interesting, just like the Russians in Ukraine right now. Okay, hey, when we come back, we've got Casey Fetch of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and we're going to be talking. He brought a guest with him. We're going to be talking about how to handle the holidays during this time of the season with COVID and everything else going on. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The death toll from a tornado outbreak that killed at least 88 people in five states could grow, according to Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
Mourning the dead, searching for the missing, picking up the pieces of their lives. That's what's left for so many. In Missouri, Sandra Hooker lost her 9-year-old niece, Aniston Rackley.
She was, to me, an angel walking among us.
In Kentucky, Martha Thomas made it through the tornado with her dog.
I was sitting here praying.
Now she's searching the debris of what was her home with her son, Chad.
She spent the first 2 days in shock, just trying to figure out what I do next. What's the point? You know, 73 years old, and I got to start over again. But today, she's back to normal.
Realizing she's lucky to be alive, and that meant she had more right there than many others. I'm Julie Walker.
Unvaccinated workers at a large grocery store chain getting some unsettling news.
Grocery chain Kroger, one of the largest employers in America, is slapping a $50 a month surcharge on its employee health plan for unvaccinated workers. Kroger is also removing paid emergency leave for those that may get COVID-19, but only if they are non-union.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. Meanwhile, Jennifer King reports people have been telling the Associated Press in a survey they're still taking virus precautions, but also socializing a little more this year.
81-year-old Georgia resident Hugh Gordon said he and his wife have continued to avoid people and wear masks when they do go out, but that getting vaccinated made him feel comfortable visiting children and grandchildren and even attending a wedding. John Odell, a 25-year-old from Nashville, says his attitude towards outings is a total flip from a year ago. He said getting his vaccine and booster shot made him feel more comfortable getting together with friends, eating at restaurants, and attending NFL and NHL games.
That is correspondent Jennifer King reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Other license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
One Senate holdout continues to make life difficult for fellow Senate Democrats and President Biden as time ticks away for passage of a controversial and very expensive piece of legislation.
President Biden and other Democrats are trying to get West Virginia's Joe Manchin to finally agree to support the long-stalled $2 trillion social and environmental package. Manchin, after talking with Biden by phone Monday evening, said they were talking about different iterations. He added anything's possible when asked if a deal could be reached by Christmas. He doesn't like the cost of the measure, nor parts of the plan, including paid family leave and medical leave.
That's correspondent Tim McGuire. Some relief in sight for drought-plagued Californians. Compliments of a massive winter storm that brought more rain and snow on Monday. Forecasters say the state's highest peaks could wind up getting 8 feet of snow when it's all said and done. Lower elevations across the state are in for serious drenching of rain in the next few days. Breaking news at townhall.com. The Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
This action makes what Air Force officials believe are the first military members kicked out of the service for disobeying the vaccine mandate. The Air Force gave its members until November 2nd to get the shots. Thousands have either refused or sought an exemption. An Air Force spokeswoman says all of the discharged were in their first term of enlistment.
As correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting, the NFL is requiring players, coaches, and other team personnel to receive a COVID-19 booster by December 27th. In a memo sent to teams yesterday and obtained by the Associated Press, the league said it's adopting the CDC's recommendations, in its words, given the increased prevalence of the virus in our communities. a season-high 36 players were placed on the league's COVID-19 list just yesterday. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here in Redding, California, 8:05 in the morning here on the 14th. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm with Jared, who's going to give us the weather.
Good morning. It is currently 39 degrees. Looks like today is going to be sunny with a chance of showers tonight. Possible snow. The low of 48, the high of 32. Tomorrow we have a 100% chance of rain and with a possibility of snow with a low of 43, a high of 43, a low of 48. On Thursday we have a chance of showers becoming partly cloudy Thursday night with a high of 47, a low of 32. On Friday, sunny, with a chance of rain Friday night with a high of 52, a low of 35. On Saturday, we have a chance of rain with a high of 49, a low around 35. And on Sunday, a chance of rain.
Why don't you just say it's going to be raining this week except Friday?
Okay.
And that way we can just cut back on, just skip all of this like you did when it was really hot during the summer. And you said, this week's going to be hot.
Fair enough.
It's going to be raining this week except Friday. So, hey, but the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Before we get started, I have four tickets for It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play down at Riverfront Playhouse. This ticket voucher is good for one ticket. And must be exchanged for a ticket at the Riverfront Playhouse. It's a live radio play. It's a wonderful life. It's a great play. I've got four tickets here, so you can have a family evening or a double date. First person to call, 605-4567. Okay, I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is Shasta Regional Medical Center CEO.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
I notice we're all standing up here.
Yeah,
I only stand when I get started, and then I slowly sit down as we go along. Good morning. How are you today? And how's Shasta Regional?
Well, you know, we're doing well. We're still reaping in the glory of our, you know, A letter grade, you know, for safety.
Would you explain it? I tell people it's from an organization called Leapfrog.
That's correct.
Okay, now what is Leapfrog, though?
Well, they're an organization. They kind of fell out of favor about 20 years ago, but then they came up with this letter grade system based off of publicly reported data, and came up with a safety grade. You know, it's like anything you see. I don't know if you've been down to Southern California. You see the letter grades in the windows of restaurants. It's the same concept, but it's.
You should see them around here, too, I think.
Yeah, do you? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if you do or not.
Yeah, but, so, you know.
Yeah, but I do remember that. You know, yeah, you know, we don't have A up there and all that.
Yeah, they should make hospitals post them because it would be a reliable.
I think they should, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got an A grade.
We did. We've been working on it for about 3 years. We were a C organization back in the day, and we're able to get a lot of our scores up to where they need to be.
So what you say, they do things on statistics. These things aren't just you write them a letter.
No, yeah, it's public. It's basically data they get from CMS, which is the government agency that oversees Medicare and Medicaid. And so a lot of the data is claims based. What we call they'll look at because any chart that or any bill that gives out to Medicare and Medicaid has certain codes on it that can also indicate whether the patient was injured in the hospital or there was a foreign body left in during surgery. There's a lot of these new ICD-10 codes that are out that indicate those type of conditions, and so that's where they're getting information from.
Okay, so this isn't just they go through the statistics and then they say Shasta Regional Medical Center, you get an A rating,
right?
Which means obviously you're doing.
Better than average.
Yeah. Doing everything good.
Yeah, better than the national average.
Better. Sure. Okay. What's the national average?
Well, there's a there's a probably 30 different indicators that go into this. So the national average for all of them, I don't really have in my head, but you can go to Leapfrog, their website, and you can look around. I would encourage people to do that. Look at what some of the other local hospitals have done as well.
Yeah, we have another hospital that's not even close to that.
Correct. Yeah, that was a D.
Now, does it go from A to F?
That's correct.
Yep. Oh, it goes from A to F.
A to F.
So, if you A, B, C, D, D.
Yeah.
F?
F. Yep.
Are the hospitals out there with failing grades?
Sure. Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, well, you know, it's, yeah, definitely. There are. Sure.
Obviously, there has to be.
Yeah,
somebody's got to fail.
Somebody's got to come in last.
Yeah. And they don't even get a star.
No, well, they got one, but you know, yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know then. That if I go to a hospital, I'd like to see the A rating when I walk in, because then I know I'd walk out.
People are becoming more sophisticated consumers with healthcare, and they're starting to use these type of websites. You can do hospital compare that shows the star rating of a hospital, and then also the obviously the Leapfrog. And there's another one called the Loan Institute that just has really started becoming popular that also takes in other considerations, most of the Leapfrog indicators, but also social responsibility and community, and those type of measures that they look at as well. We scored like 28th out of all the hospitals in the state, and then which is about 350. And then we scored nationwide 252 or something like that out of about 3,000 hospitals.
Wow.
Yeah, we did pretty. We're real proud of that. We did pretty well.
Well, you should be.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Look, we're going to take an early break. Before we do that, though, I need to remind everybody, if we're talking about hospitals, is that the VA clinic has moved to Knighton Road. Do not go down to the one on Hartnell. They are all out on Knighton Road at 3455 Knighton Road, right across from the Veterans Home out there. They've got signs up there, but and they put out 10,000 postcards telling people they were moving. I don't remember getting one. and the reason I knew is because I was just down there for something. And I said, hey, when are you guys moving?
Yeah, they've done an amazing job.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful. 70,000 square feet.
Yeah.
It's the newest technology, newest things, so they can do more in line. But you help out the Veterans Clinic a lot.
We do a lot of work with them, and Don's a good friend, and he's done a great job with that project.
He was here yesterday.
He was.
Standing right where you are. Uh-oh. Because we've had a problem getting the word out because of Sacramento. They've tied Don's hands on some of these things and about being able just to talk to the media.
Yeah, I know. I was with him at dinner the other night. He was talking about he can't do a public announcement. Because
can't make
of COVID.
A public announcement. But can you believe that?
But he said, if you want to come to the grand opening, it's going to be this day.
It's going to be today. But it's going to be on Facebook or something like that. Yeah. But and I said, the only thing I want to do, I said, look, three announcements that it's moved. And so we're going to take advantage of that now.
Omicron ruins everything.
They gave him permission yesterday.
Oh, did they?
To come on the show. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
They're opening up the clinic that serves, he said, something like 100,000 visits over a year.
Yeah, they're very busy.
Yeah, and but yet they can't put things out. And when
we'll get it out there.
And then the guy that runs their public affairs is a total jerk. Can we send this part to him? I mean, you know, I've called, I've sent emails, never get a response back saying, hey, are we going to do anything? I mean, look, it's not going to cost you anything, but, you know, we have a large veteran audience out there. And never heard back from this guy one time. Did I say jerk?
You did.
I did? Huh. There's another name I can think of. But it's hyphenated. 8:13 in the morning, this portion of the show. Look, if you're looking for that perfect gift for your loved one who has a pistol, and with everything going on, they want to get a CCW, how about a gift certificate from Northern Firearms Instruction to get their CCW, to get their training in the advanced class? You ought to shoot in that one, Casey. You shoot so well. You ought to get in that advanced class. Rifle, shotgun, tactical rifle, private classes, regular classes, Northern Firearms Instruction. Find out about those gift certificates at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Leaders who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves. He speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Don't miss the biggest party of the year, the 2021 Pop and Bottles New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino, featuring Gotcha Covered Band, performing all your favorite covers you'll need to dance the night away. Enjoy a delicious hors d'oeuvre buffet, champagne, dessert, swag and drink specials. General admission $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes a hotel room. The celebration starts at 7:30 p.m. Complete details and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming.
Welcome back to Beat by Radio. 8:18 in the morning here, Carl Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. This is a great guy. He was 101st Air Assault, then became a policeman, and then became an attorney. And if you want somebody that's going to fight for you, that's Patrick Gorman. His specialty is workers' comp. Though, as he talked about, he's got a couple of COVID cases right now. It's lasted a long time, or some people have had reactions to the vaccines, things like this. But if you have, you know, the insurance company's got lawyers, employers have lawyers, and if you're not getting the treatment you should, give him a call at 262-2168, and he answers the phone. He has a free consultation, And he will tell you whether you need a lawyer or not. And he is quick to tell you there's a lot of cases you don't need lawyers. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 262-2168. I'm with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're just talking about that A grade they got from LeapFrog, which is an organization that takes all of the data from the government and then gives safety grades to hospitals. And you all got an A grade. You're like 232 out of, what, 5,000 hospitals?
That was a different rating organization. But yeah, we were about in the mid-200s nationwide of about 3,200 hospitals.
3,200. So that's good to know.
Well, up here in Northern California, it's a little smaller. You know, we're not that big of a facility, but, you know, that's pretty impressive.
You fight above your weight.
We do. There's no question.
You brought with you today Ron Poley.
I did. Ron is here. He works on our behavioral health unit, and he's a PA and has special credentials for treating behavioral health patients.
Okay. Hi. Good morning, Hi. Ron.
Welcome. Thank you.
Ron's a funny guy too. He's got good jokes.
Yeah. Political satire. Who knew?
Yeah. Ron, is this a bad time of the year for depression and mental problems?
It really is. Yesterday we had 12 patients in the ER on psych holds. It's the time that people begin to experience trauma. You know, if I came to you and said that Shasta County was number 2 or number 5 in the state for cancer, we'd all be alarmed. But we've been as high as number 2 and number 5 for suicide per capita.
Mm-hmm.
State average is about 10%, or 10 in 100,000.
Yeah, 10 in 100,000.
And we're up near 24.
Wow. Why is that?
You know, they talk about isolation, homelessness, poverty. You know, I don't think we have a good grasp on why that is. But, you know, loneliness, isolation, older population.
Mm-hmm. Isolation plays a big part in this, doesn't it?
Well, especially with COVID. We've had a lot of loss, and so the holidays mm-hmm. kind of bring up that loss.
One of the things that when we started locking down everybody, we started trying to address it right then, is the collateral damage that we've seen. Right. Casey, yeah. The emergency room almost shut down, yeah. But not just yours, but all the way across, because sure. My daughter's a nurse down in Albuquerque, and she goes through all the hospitals in her job. And she says it was surreal, the emergency rooms, and just empty. And
elective surgeries were canceled.
Yeah.
And again, like I said last time, we're seeing a lot sicker patients. I mean, it just obviously they've prolonged getting regular care at the instructions of the government, and, you know, unfortunately. Again, I just got to say, people get back in and see your docs and get your screenings, your regular cancer screenings and all that stuff, because it's real and it's
there's three types of cancer, if I understand right, cervical, breast, and colon cancer. You catch it early.
Lung cancer as well.
And lung cancer. And there's new ways of testing for lung cancer. You can save those lives. People can live through this. But suicide, that is tough.
It's preventable.
Is preventable. You know, 22 veterans a day awesome. Commit suicide.
Well, I think we're afraid to ask the question.
Yeah.
You know, there's a stigma on mental health, and so people don't always want to ask that question. And so I have students, I've had 27 in the last 2 years, PA students, physician assistants, mm-hmm. And one of the things I teach them is always ask that extra question. Not only are you suicidal, yes or no. Anybody can say yes or no. But why wouldn't you commit suicide? What do you have to live for? That tells me more. Often I'll get the answer, my dog, my cat, my kids, my family. You know, that's somebody who has hope if they're forward-looking. Mm-hmm. But don't hesitate to bring them to the emergency room where we can evaluate them. And if we place them on a 5150, you know, that's there to help them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there to punish. And the family member might get mad at you. It's okay. But you save their life.
Well, one of the things we train our Marines to do is if you think your partner there or one of your fellow Marines is thinking about that, you ask them, are you thinking about killing yourself? I mean, And people go, well, doesn't that put it in their head? No. What you're doing is you're asking them, and you might be surprised by the answer. And you can save somebody's life.
Right. So we have an inpatient lot psych facility that we keep them there for 3 days.
That you started, Casey,
when
you first got here,
right? Well, I started,
right?
But I locked it down.
You locked it down.
That's a big difference. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's and we got the OPS designation, which is a where we can hold patients before we couldn't hold patients. And,
okay. You know, and you can hold them for 72 hours.
Yep, 72 hours and 30 days if need be on a 7250. So
5250, we extend it to another 14 days, and then right. 5270 is another
5270.
Yeah. Is another 30 days after right. that. So
now this is somebody that is suicidal. And what do you do during this time frame?
During that time frame, you know, it's evaluation, medication management, groups, individual sessions.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great team up there. It's a phenomenal team up there. So
somebody asked me once, "Have you ever thought about it?" Because we were talking suicide, and I truthfully said, "I've never ever thought about that." So, I mean, life has for me. Maybe I've just been fortunate. And I guess for most of us that when we run into a problem, we can work through it. Or we have a support network.
Right.
I can imagine if you're by yourself, and you've been by yourself for months now,
yep.
What's left?
So I think one of the cornerstones of depression is hopelessness. When they lose hope.
Yes.
Right?
I think that's it.
You know, we have a word called anhedonia, loss of enjoyment in life. But truly for me, and for patients, when they lose hope, you know, they have nothing. Why do you want to live? There's no reason. You know.
Scary, huh?
It is.
And you know what's even scarier is when you see kids do this. Teenagers.
Yeah.
They've lost all hope, not realizing that as serious as this seems. Life can be better.
Yeah, I think there's also one thing we're really, because the dual diagnosis issue as well with some of the other chemical dependency stuff that goes on is a huge part of it too.
Sure. So. Dual diagnosis. Okay, what's that?
Methamphetamines, alcohol abuse.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So their brain's already toasted.
Right.
And then what do they just?
It impairs your judgment.
Yeah.
You know, it does. Alcohol is a depressive. That's a depressant. I mean, it just is. It is what it is. I think for us, we have a really good program that does address that in patients that need it as well in the Center for Behavioral Health. So it's very helpful.
Are all the people that you see homeless?
Yeah, about a third.
About a third.
We did.
So that means two-thirds of the people that you see that come in
right.
are not homeless.
Sure. Absolutely.
That surprises me. I thought at least 50%. But
well,
no.
this disease crosses all economic boundaries.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's not isolated to one group. It's everywhere.
Every walk in every profession.
Yep.
One of the cardiologists walks in the room and he says, "Hi, my name is," and we all have heart disease. "How bad is yours today?" And one of the things, I gave a lecture and I said, "Hi, my name is Ron. We all have mental illness." And I think it's the stigma that's attached to mental illness that
Yeah.
that prevents people from getting help. If you look at suicide rates have gone up, but hospitalizations and ER visits have gone down. So I think people are less likely to go out there and get help because of the stigma.
Well, in the military, we're pulling back out of, we pulled out of Iraq the last time. They pull us into Kuwait, and we're there for 4 days, turning in all the ammo, we hope. And all of that, and then we go get back to the States. Everybody gets like a 96, 4 days, unless it's a weekend, and they count that too. And then on that following Monday, the counseling starts, and they bring in, and for post-traumatic stress, if you're an officer or a senior staffing CO, somebody talks to you directly, and then it's small groups of our Marines. But we encourage people. You could go out in town if you didn't want to, you know, people worried about their career. And this strikes people from all ranks. It's not just sure. the PFCs and sergeants. It's majors, lieutenant colonels, and a general actually went out and was public with it. And now I've got it. And I see somebody. We can go to, you can go out in town, at least this is the way it used to be, six times. On the seventh time, though, it's time to come home and to come back into the military so we can start working with people. But it's a big emphasis is being put on that.
Well, it needs to be because it's preventable to save lives. And, you know, no one walks through our doors without trauma. And during the holidays, they may be reminded of their trauma, the loss. I mean, I think there isn't anybody out there today who hasn't experienced loss, either from COVID, from cancer to,
yeah.
I mean, you name the illness, you name the trauma, the accident. In the holidays, it just kind of amplifies it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional, and Ron Poley, who is a physician's assistant, but his expertise is depression, suicide. And it's that time of the year when suicide rates go up, and we're talking about that right now.
And depression manifests a lot.
And depression. But here's another group that it's not your mental. How many of you have got strains, sprains, maybe orthopedic injuries, and you want to get it back into shape?
I feel a commercial coming on.
Yeah. Stop by Pro Rehab, Physical Therapy and Sports Performance in the Sunset Shopping Center at 3673 Eureka Way. Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. Give them a call at 533-5030, 533-5030. Give them a call today. We'll be right back.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Redding Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2022 Kia Sorento today. Redding Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an Wyoming North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Is this Christmas Vacation? Christmas Vacation has got to be one of the best movies.
Yeah, actually, I think this is just Vacation, but it's...
Oh, no, but Christmas Vacation has to be one of the best when...
Randy Quaid is amazing in that.
Oh, my gosh, when Griswold goes out and he's looking at his lights and he looks over and there's Randy Quaid dumping his dark water into the sewer. And he goes, well, hi. And he goes, hi. Whatever Griswold's name is, I can't remember.
Clark.
Yep. Hey, Clark.
Hey, Clark. He goes, wearing hi. That goofy flight.
Yeah. And he goes, hi. And then it hits him who he's talking to. If you haven't seen National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, well, it's probably worth it.
Imagine the shock that I had when I realized I have a Cousin Eddie. So,
I
do have a Cousin Eddie. I was like, oh, boy.
Hey, you're thinking about purchasing an electric car before the state of California forces you? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We're here with Casey Fatch, who is just one of the other guys that enjoys Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ron Poley, who is a physician's assistant and works with people with mental problems. And during this time of the year, depression and suicides peak, it seems. Ron, and one of the big things is people are afraid to ask somebody. I don't know if afraid is the right word. Probably hesitant to ask somebody if they're thinking about suicide.
I think they're uncomfortable.
Yeah. You got to get past that.
Yep.
Of course, when we talked about veterans, about 22 a day, for I'm sure a variety of reasons. But this crosses, this isn't just your homeless that are out there, though. You see about a third of the people you see over there at Shasta Regional for depression and suicidal tendencies are homeless. But this goes across all spectrums.
I've had attorneys, nurses, homeless, I mean, you name it, we've had on our behavioral health unit over the years. Yeah.
The biggest thing you said was hopelessness.
Yes.
They just don't think it's going to get any better.
Right.
What do you do to give people hope?
Well, I tell them in the beginning I'm their hopeologist, and in the end I'm their mixologist. And so medication's a part of that. And then, connecting them with resources in the community, places like Hill Country they can call. There's a phone number, 988, and that's all they have to dial, 988. And that will connect them with a suicide hotline.
988. Okay. I'm going to give you a card, and perhaps you can send me maybe we need to do an announcement. A PSA during this time frame about suicide and depression.
And access to that number, too.
And have access to, tell people what that number is. Hit it with Facebook real hard a few times, especially during this time of the year. And then at the end of, you thought COVID was going to be over this time last year, and it just keeps going on and on. Does that have do you think that has a big effect?
Absolutely. The loss of family, isolation. We have families that couldn't get together because of COVID,
that's
a huge impact.
Yeah, we missed seeing the kids last year because of that. Nothing was going to stop us this year. The hopelessness, the isolation, the loss of loved ones, big, but to me, isolation is the biggest thing. They don't know who to reach out to, or they don't have that circle of friends anymore.
Which often leads to more alcohol and drug intake, which affects them. So during the holidays, if you're down, don't drink. Don't do drugs. You know.
Yeah.
Don't do drugs anyway.
Don't do drugs anyway.
Get some help.
Yeah. Get some help.
There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of stress during this. This is, you know, Dr. Khan told me, and I mentioned it outside, that Christmas Day is the day that people have the most, is the day that most heart attacks occur. You know, if you look at, you know, averages, that there's so much stress on families during this time.
Yep.
Well, I think financial issues are amplified.
Yeah.
During this period of time.
Absolutely. What about our country has managed, through the auspices of both parties, political parties, and the media, to put our people into silos, different groups of people into silos.
Yeah.
You know, are people, do you see that? Are people just depressed? They don't think, they think the country is going to hell, or that there's, you know, it's not going to get any better. I mean, do you hear anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. It's just despair. You know, I mean, when you look at the price of gas, world, no, remember when it was a quarter.
Yeah, unfortunately. thanks for that. Now I'm depressed.
I remember that.
Yeah.
In Tennessee, they had gas wars going on, and I think in this one station it was like 25 cents a gallon, and now we're paying $4.59, and that's tough on a family.
Yeah, it is very hard.
Loss of jobs, like right now, why is California's jobless rate the highest in the nation? And because, you know, it said because we have so many service-connected industries that were shut down, you know, restaurants and all those things. So, again, all of this is, it sounds like to me, it's not just ever one thing.
Well, you know, and you bring up a good point. I think we took that essential worker thing a little too far because a lot of people that were told they had to stay home, or like, well, I'm not an essential worker. I perform a good service. And that could really, you know, especially if you've invested a lot into that particular career, and you're like, well, you know, it took me 5 years to get this degree or whatever, and now I'm not essential. That's a little bit of a blow as well. I think
every job's essential.
Yeah,
every job's essential.
And I think we really need to stop using that term.
I think you're right, because that just denigrates somebody. Not essential.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to see it in our kids more because, I mean, they're not attending schools.
Yeah,
they're isolated even more.
The kids, are you seeing an uptick in young people suicides or not?
You know, I think it ebbs and flows. I mean, I look at our ER every day, and you know, we get kids in there. I think we have one or two in there today.
When you say kids,
under 18.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And that to me is the real tragedy. I mean, it's one thing if you're an adult and you've made some of these decisions on your own, but for kids, social media. Does social media play a big part in this?
Absolutely. You read about these kids who commit suicide from bullying, which is, there was a study done that it even has a greater impact than, you know, abuse from their parents. Bullying from other kids, it's tragic. You know, kids face things that we didn't have to face as when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't be in these jobs, probably,
yeah.
If there was social media back then. Now, so social media, can parents help those? Can parents help the kids by controlling that?
Yeah, they really should. They really should control that. You can't just give kids unlimited access to that. They don't have the ability to control themselves, personally. That's my opinion.
But try and take a kid off social media, but you can do it.
You can.
Or one of our friends would go in when their kids were in high school, and they'd pick up their phone, and they'd read it. They'd read the text. They'd read these things. And when they'd have their, you know, the women would get together, or whatever, people would be getting together. And they said they did that. And they said, well, my daughter tells me everything, or my son. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have a problem with that. And she says, go in there at 11 o'clock at night when they're asleep and read it, and open up their phone and read it. And they were surprised at the types of text and the things that were being said by their kids who were doing well in school and all that kind of stuff. But so the political frenzy that's going on, the time of the year, the financial, the isolation, social media, drugs and alcohol.
All play a contributing factor. You know, and they talk about the straw that broke the camel's back. It's the accumulation of all the straw.
Right.
Right. And so it's not just one thing.
Just one thing.
No, because typically we can handle the one thing. You know, I recently attended my cousin's funeral. And, you know, we get past that, right? You know, we experience those emotions and we go beyond it. But it's the accumulation of stuff that begins to build up that creates a hopelessness.
After a family loses somebody to suicide, do you talk to them then? Do you have, counseling for that?
Well, we specifically do with inpatients. So, yes, I mean, there's no words to really kind of, there's nothing in the English language. When you lose a child, you know, we have people there. I just discharged somebody yesterday who lost his mom 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the loss, you know, and he said, you know, I'm confused and just having difficulty with it. And, you know, it's understandable.
We got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, Ron, how do you handle this when I come back? This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, not an assisted living facility. No, this is for active seniors, my friends, premier retirement community in Northern California. Beautiful places to live, pet-friendly, gourmet chefs, transportation if you want it. What a great place to leave all of the stuff that means something to you while you go out and travel and see things and have a great time. For more information and get a tour and probably lunch there, give Brian a call at 238-5981. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. at Premier Oil Change. When you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, and our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Tim Garmin stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmin to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmin, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
Back to Pre-Fi Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow on the show, we're welcoming the Sheriff's Office. I hope that we're going to be scoring the captain in charge of the jail. So we can talk about the jail and how great it is to not be in there during the Christmas season. This portion of the show brought to you by... Yeah, or ever.
Right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the best barbershop in town as far as I'm concerned. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments only, 244-9478. See Tim or Logan. And remember, it's man's last stronghold.
They also That's have right. the best tagline in all of Redding's
They do. Man's last stronghold. They even wrote it on their window. I love that. We're here with Casey Fatch, who is CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, beating his chest, as he should.
Oh, yeah.
And for all of us people, and again, it's this was a team effort. They gave you all the highest rating possible by Leapfrog, who rates the hospitals on their safety. And you got an A rating. You should put that. You're right. They should put that up on the door when you're walking in. We got an A rating. And then if you got a D rating or a F rating, they should put that up there too.
You might stop on your way in having surgery and say, "Well, I need to rethink this." But yeah, this is me.
And he brought with him today Ron Poley, who it works with people suicidal, depression, over at the hospital. And you have a wing there. That you can put people in for 3 days, lock them down, to try and get, that people off the street or other places, because it's not just off the street, that are having problems. And you can extend this out to 30 days to help people get off that ledge.
Well, we also have a new program that the county just authorized and entered into a contract with us for, and that's for crisis stabilization. So we have eight beds sequestered outside of the emergency room. Where people will be getting intensive therapy to try to keep them out of the inpatient environment and try to get them back on their medications and get them into an outpatient program and avoid an admission. So that's something we'll be starting in January.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty exciting, actually. And, the county's really stepped up and, putting crisis workers, embedded in with law enforcement and there's a lot going on to try to get this problem under control, and the county's been a big partner.
Well, and what Casey's talking about, and a crisis reaction team or right. crisis assistance right. team is where the police are in plain clothes, civilian clothes, and they have a mental health worker with them. When they run into a problem that's obviously a mental problem, this way they'll have a mental health professional try to deal with it, but the police are there as backup, in case.
And they've really, I have to give them the Sheriff's Department and the Reading Police have really embrace this concept of de-escalation and trying to get people, to come in willingly instead of just, jumping on them, zip tying them and bringing them in and dumping them off in the ER. There's a lot of stuff that starts out in what we call the pre-hospitalization environment out in the field. So, my hat's off to them. They're doing a great job. And like I said before, the county has been really open to starting new programs and, they've been a really good partner through all of this Department of Mental Health.
Well, I think you're going to find that most of the people in our jails have some kind of mental problem. But
biggest mental health program in the state now is California prison system. There's no question about that.
And Ron says, we've all got mental illness of some kind.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
I embrace mine.
I embrace mine.
I like that.
Yeah, I have mental illness. Yeah, I embrace it.
Well,
I have experts tell me everybody's got it. So as long as you don't let it overrun you. Now, you work with this all the time, Ron. How do you keep yourself up?
One of the things I tell my students is I have a textbook at home called Endocrinology for the House Officer, and the number one line in there under diabetes is the number one treatment for diabetes is education. So I tell them the number one treatment for caregivers is taking care of your own mental health. And when you're flying, the O2, the oxygen mask drops down. They say put it on yourself before you put it on your kid. This is counterintuitive what we normally would think, especially for a mom, right? Or anybody,
right?
But if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of others.
Right.
So I personally have gone to counseling. I use music a lot.
Right? Okay.
And occasionally we'll shed tears because the stories we hear are tragic. And they'll stick with you forever. And in this professional, people develop what we call vicarious post-traumatic stress. It happened to somebody else, but you listen to it all the time, and it begins to affect you. There's no question about it. And as family members, somebody with mental illness, it's exhausting on the family.
Right. What do you want to tell, I've got like 5 minutes left. What do you want to tell families during this time frame when we're talking about suicide? What would you tell them to start looking for?
Well, I think if they start, your family member starts withdrawing, you stop hearing from them, it's okay to check in with them, That's what you got to do. If they isolate, if they just don't want to talk, they're just out of character, you know them best. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask those questions.
And the question would be,
how you doing? I'm a big YouTube junkie, and one of the things, she was a FBI interviewer, and Ted, tell me about that. People want to talk.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to me? Can you describe that to me? So, open-ended questions, right? And be comfortable with silence. Just sit there and be with them. Take them out, include them. It's tough. Oftentimes, people with mental illness, they burn their bridges with law enforcement, with the community, with their family. It's hard. And sometimes being able to set boundaries is important also. It's tough. You talk about caring somebody who's got a critical illness, such as cancer, caring for that family member. Well, mental illness is the same. It carries its own set of luggage.
And to your point, it lasts a lot longer, too. That's the other thing. It's there for, could be there for a lifetime. And, sometimes some of these other diseases are unfortunately temporary but in nature, but still mental health.
Or you can see something at the end that it's getting better.
Right.
I'm getting the treatment. I'm getting better here. But mental illness a lot of times doesn't.
Struggle.
It's still there.
It's you manage it.
Yep, yeah, manage it, and that's it.
And they end up in jail eventually,
A lot of them.
A lot of them.
Yeah. Okay. Self-medication.
Through alcohol and drugs. Mm-hmm. Or, I've often said, I was joking with my cardiologist that I take Lisinopril XL, and of course there's no such thing, but I said 30 pills last 90 days because I'm not very compliant to taking my hypertensive meds.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine schizophrenia. So that's why we often use long-acting injectables. They can't make it to the pharmacy. They're at the mission. They lose their meds. They get stolen. Their backpack gets stolen, whatever may happen. And so you kind of wonder, well, they're back in the ER. Well, they don't have their meds. And so it's difficult living on the streets. It's difficult. And, when we say 30% of those patients you know, we often think that's higher because, you know, oh, I'm going to go out to my aunt's house. The reality is aunt's not going to have them. So those statistics are probably even higher, as we talked off the air.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough out there to have a mental illness and be out on the streets.
I dated a woman that had to take medication, and she was feeling so good she stopped, and I watched her start spiraling down, and I tried to tell her, but her family, you know, rallied around her and everything, but got her back on the medication. But, you know, I feel so good, and I don't like the way the medication makes me feel. Well, the medication is what made you feel so good, and that must be a battle, too.
Right. It is tough to convince somebody to take meds. None of us want to